All right, let's call this meeting to order. Matt?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation still under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Cindy said if I don't keep my 6 feet, I have to wear a mask. Yes, Mom.
Public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction, but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step to the podium, clearly state your name and address, spell your last name for the record. If any board member wishes to extend the length of the presentation, be done by the chair or majority vote. Anybody got anything? Nope. Oh. Okay, approval of minutes for last meeting.
Motion to approve. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Done. Approval of agenda for tonight. Motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Done. Okay. Indian Springs Library. Jet.
My name is Maria Lana Reed. Everyone knows me as Jet. I am your library associate for the Indian Springs Library. Just wanted to give you guys some updates about the library. We are back to being fully open. A couple of other things that are going on. Our 3 square meals for the kids are back. It's going to be Tuesday through Thursday from 3:30 to 4:30 and Saturday from 12 to 12:30. There is no actual sign up. All we ask is that you sign in. The nice thing about this time around is we are doing grab-and-go meals. So a parent, one person from the family can come up and grab meals for everyone. If you've got a neighbor that you want to pick up for, you can also do that. We're just going to take down everyone's names. We have to submit that to 3 Square. They submit it to the state to ensure that we're actually giving the meals out to kids. Because of the limited occupancy of the building, we are asking the kids not to eat here, but they're more than welcome to step out onto the grass and eat out there as long as they throw their trash away. We also know the internet connection issues, especially for the kids, have been crazy. We want to remind you all that we do have Wi-Fi available at our building and at all of our library district locations, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's always on unless there's some sort of weird blip. Because for the students, we actually created a separate network for them. It is under the Academy's name, and there is a password on it. It is LB Strong, no spaces, all lowercase. This is supposed to allow the kids to be able to do their Google Meets with their teachers, and yet still have filtered internet, so you don't have to worry about what they're seeing online.
Have you heard any feedback as far as kids having difficulty?
I've heard a lot here, yeah. And so we want to really get the word out to everyone. You know, it is there, it's always available. I know that some days are really, really hot, and anytime we're open, the kids are welcome to come in. Again, with the limited occupancy, we hate to kick kids out, but we'll do the best that we can to try and accommodate with that. I do know that some libraries in all the urban branches in town, starting, I believe, it's September 14th, will be offering early hours starting at 7:30 for the kids. So they can actually go in. They have to show their student ID or registration for classes, and they'll be let into the building early. It's only for students. There will be no other library services available, just Wi-Fi.
Okay.
So did that answer?
Yes.
You asked about students I have, a 12-year-old. They first had the T-Mobile hotspots, didn't go down, and then they switched over to the Verizon hotspot, and they've been spotty at that, which comes up to another question, which we'll get to later on when we're open subject. Right now, she's half on and then using the home internet, which is, of course, the satellite relay, and it's somewhat working for her, but we'll get to the rest of that later.
Okay. All right, thank you.
So please remember that our Wi-Fi is available. They're always more than welcome to come down and use from the grass if we're not open. The other thing that I want to let you all know is we do have two kids' computers that are hardwired into the internet, so you don't have to worry about that signal or how strong the signal is. We also have headsets that the kids can use, so if they need to talk to their teachers, we're more than happy to loan those out. They'll be sanitized after each use. The last thing I want to mention is I know that a lot of our adults have had hard times getting their DMV appointments. The library district can handle that for you. Give me a phone call, stop by. I'll be more than happy to make that appointment for you, print out your confirmation, print out your extension letters. We're doing it anytime that we're open. So, anybody have any questions?
Okay. Thank you, Jack.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you.
Fire department. Nope.
No Kahi, no Gary?
Nope. Sergeant Marlowe, you have the floor.
Evening, everyone. Matt Marlowe, Sergeant for Las Vegas Metro. Lots happened since we had our last meeting here, and at the same time, nothing's happened. It's kind of how things go sometimes. What I'd like to tell you is we're preparing for Code Pink again. They've indicated that they're going to have another protest at Creech, their fall shutdown Creech protest. It's hard to say how many we're expecting. The website says they've got about two signed up. That's usually, you can actually double that number, typically. We'll see what happens with COVID. I know that's a concern for them. So they'll be across the street. The dates for that is the 28th. The 28th through the 2nd of October. So 28th of September to 2nd of October. So you can expect to see us over there most of the daylight hours for the next five days.
9/28 to when again, Sarge?
October 2nd.
Okay.
Are you talking about not just the base here too? Meaning the protests in the town or the
not usually. They don't really have a problem with the town itself. They have a problem with war in general. Bombs, and this particular protest is about drone use during war.
I understand. I'm retired, but I just want to know if
sure.
It's going to be.
Yeah, no, and they usually don't bother the town. They may stop into the Terribles and that kind of thing, but it shouldn't bring anything. We've never had any issues in town. I don't know what they would protest over here, but except for the bad internet, maybe. Okay, so sometimes they come in to charge gear. They're usually not a problem in town. We usually don't have any issues with them causing any issues in town. Yes, sir.
Tell them to come early and wear black. I might have a headlight failure that morning.
I don't know. They have a right to protest peacefully.
Yes.
We appreciate that right. What I would remind you of is, and it happens throughout my area, mostly because I take part of the responsibility myself because I refuse to join social media groups. I'm not on Mount Charleston's page, I'm not on Cold Creek's page, nor am I on Indian Springs. There's several reasons for that, but I'm not gonna get into. What I would remind you of is that if you don't have my phone number or you don't have my email, I will give that out to you again tonight. If you have an issue, it's great that you post it on Facebook. If the reason for that is to try to help other town people help you identify suspects or issues that are going on, that's wonderful. But to post something on Facebook and then not ever contact a police officer and let us know, you're not going to get a whole lot resolved that way. And I feel bad because I find out about things 2 or 3 days later when it was posted on Facebook. And it could have been, we may have gotten on it sooner if you just reach out and email or call me. I know Facebook is a lot easier for people, they love that, but I'm not getting involved in that. So I'm offering you my email and my phone number for text or call. Please reach out to me if you have an issue, even if it's a small, minor issue. These are small town problems that usually happen anyway, and they need to be nipped in the bud before they become bigger issues. Let us decide if there's something we can do about it rather than you making that decision. Just let me know what's going on so that we're aware of it, please. So my name is Matt Marlowe, M-A-R-L-O-W. My phone number is 702-289-5650. 702-289-5650. My email is mlikematt, 6204, mlikemarlo, at lvmpd.com. M6204M at lvmpd.com.
I found the phone number.
You bet. 702-289-5650.
Thank you.
Now, the caveat to that is this. The phone stays on 24-7, but I don't answer it 24-7. Mm-hmm. I have to have a little downtime. So, it's an emergency. Please call 911. If you are going to call 311, you might stay on hold for 311 for like an hour. I don't know. It's not good right now because we've reduced a lot of staff. We reduced a lot of civilian staff answering the phones. If it's a 311 issue, in other words, it's not something completely pressing absolutely right now, feel free to call me, text me, those types of things that we can take care of. If it's an emergency needs to be handled right now, please still call 911. Anyone have anything for me? Yes, sir.
What's Metro's stance with COVID and unregistered vehicles and DMV and all that, unregistered, uninsured vehicles?
So what we look at is a couple things. We have to use a little common sense. So if your plates or your driver's license expired before COVID started, you got no excuse, right? I mean, that's fair to say, right? If your registration, driver's license, any of that stuff expired within the time that we're in right now, there is leniency for that. What really helps with that is if you've got an appointment, you can show that you have an appointment with the DMV, although not necessary completely. It'd be nice to, if you did have that, it would show that you made some effort to make an appointment. I realize a lot of these appointments are a month or two, sometimes January, February out. We just have to work on making concessions on that. And that's, my guys are mostly for that. Now, there are a few characters in town that will not have any leniency on that, but that's beside the point. For you normal town folk that try to do the right thing, you shouldn't have an issue with it from us. And I'll let NHP speak to it on their policy when he gets up here. But as long as it's common sense that says, hey, you didn't wait till COVID to make an excuse not to go, and it didn't expire before COVID, it expired before COVID, we don't have any issue with it. Well, please still have current insurance, though. There's no excuse to not have insurance. Does that answer the question?
Yep. Okay.
Anything else I can answer for? Yes, sir.
Yeah, my name is Joe. I'm kind of new to town.
Hi, Joe.
For like almost a year. And I want to bring up something that dealt with the police. We had to call them out one time in my place. It was a stupid issue that went out of control, you know, in a sense that it affected me. Because we didn't need to call you. But my wife ended up calling the police. I don't think it was you or him. Can't remember the faces, but I think they were Metro. Because you're NHP, right?
I'm Metro, he's NHP.
Metro.
Okay, well, they were wearing black uniforms. And the experience that I got, to me, it seemed kind of like they were, I hate to say it, but it seems kind of discriminatory. It's been used constantly now, you know, how they, the way I was treated. And it was blown out of proportion.
Which, your first name's Joe?
Yeah.
Can we talk about this after the meeting, or does this have something to do with
the meeting? I want to bring it up because the reason why, because it seems like I'm getting a bad rap. And I wanted to stop for something I didn't even do.
Okay.
You know, you hear about good cops, bad cops. I want to bring it out to everybody. Because it needs to stop, too.
And you're new to town?
Yeah, I'm new to town.
So I think you'll find in town, and you folks that have been around for several years, and I've been around for several years, we don't have those issues usually. So it sounds pretty uncharacteristic. I'd like to talk to you about it. This is not the forum for that right here. So we'll talk afterwards. Does that sound good?
Good.
All right. Does anybody have anything else for me? Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you, Matt.
NHP.
Hi, I'm Sergeant Brandon Crawford. If you don't know, Sergeant Darren Reimer has since retired. 9-4 is his last day. So I am the new sergeant up here at Indian Springs as of the 4th. So I will give you my number when I'm done at the end of it, and an email if you guys need anything from us as well. I know Sergeant Marlowe and myself were a little short right now because of just things going on everywhere else. So we've been helping, and they've been helping us a lot, do some small things. So if you guys need anything else, we get in constant contact with each other. So if you need anything, we can get to each other and at least spread information. So I did the month of August for us. Was our total contacts for the month were 746, basically contacts with the public. Citations, we had 551 of them. And crashes, we had a total of 9. And then obviously we had the one fatal that everybody I'm sure has heard about on the mountain with the younger individuals. So as of crashes for the 95, we had 5 on 95 that would probably affect the Indian Springs district. 2 of them were up north, the rest of them were all down south. Basically one of them was a guy fell asleep because it was pretty much late at night, and then the other one was I think an inexperienced hauler, had a small truck and a giant trailer, and one of the wind gusts came down the mountain from Cold Creek and got him. And if you saw it, they were out there probably about 2 days cleaning it all up. So those were the only two main ones. The good thing was nobody was hurt in either one of those. And the only other thing we had was one animal hit, was down on Cold Creek, which was a deer. So that was it. We've been pretty lucky so far. I expect with the cooler weather, some things to get to heat up a little bit, and you know, people are getting a little anxious to get out and move. So speeds are getting higher. I noticed on 95, we're trying to knock that down as well. But with we have 4 bodies, we're still. I'm sure I'm trying to get one of the kids that came up here with me radar certified because he's newer. He hasn't had it yet, so we're trying to catch him up as well. But. That's all I have other than the protests that matter.
Any reduction in force?
I'm sorry?
Any reduction in your...
Not up here. So they took one of the guys that was under me out to be the acting sergeant, Harump. So I'm actually down one person right now. Whether he comes back or he gets promoted is completely out of my hands. Mm-hmm. And if he does get promoted, it will be replaced. It's just right now I don't have that answer for you. And then for the protests, and I was going to speak with Sergeant Marlowe, just to have an idea, one of the things that we talked about and we did last year that I found out from one of the guys is 95 South, if we blocked one of the lanes and pushed everybody into another lane and then basically stopped, we'll probably stop 95 North at some point to let all those people out once they start backing up at Creech, because it kind of makes some of the protesters a little upset. They don't get to do their thing in front of everybody. So just if you have some traffic, it'll be small. We're not going to do it for hours or anything like that. It'll be maybe 2-3-5 minutes to block 95 to let them all out initially, and then we're going to open it back up and just keep going. But as long as they don't back up, they don't really have a thing to stand out there and rant and rave and carry on. That's kind of my plan going forward, and I'll speak with Sergeant Marlowe as we go. But if you guys see it, don't be upset with us. We're trying to get them out as effectively and smoothly as we can. So.
Okay.
Thank you.
Any questions for me? So I will tell you, we just had an email come out from our chief about that. His exact words were, as long as it's anytime after September the 13th, as long as you have an appointment, you're good to go. Is what I plan on telling everybody that works up here. There's no reason this DMV whatever is going to be a disaster for whatever. I have to register my truck. I'm in the same boat as everyone else.
I do mine online pretty easy.
That's what I'm doing. I'm doing mine online tomorrow. That's going to be my birthday gift to me.
I tried doing that.
So
tomorrow, I'd be canceling and just driving around like a lot.
So
he said it wasn't going
to
work.
I plan on giving some people some time to get some stuff under their belt, because again, not everybody's working. So I'm going to let them know, hey, just there's some people that deserve it because they're going to be jerks, but a lot of people are not. Mm-hmm. So we're just going to have to use some officer discretion as we go, and we'll go about it that way.
Well, he said he already knows who they are. He knows they're not going to register if it was open year-round anyway. So.
Right. And we'll
add them to your list.
We're pretty, there's some experienced guys up here. I'm the new guy up here. I worked in town for 12 years, but I'm the new guy. The guys that's been up here have been up here 3, 4, 5 years, so I know it's not going to be anything new for them either. They know more than I do that work out there, so they can inform me.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Welcome to the neighborhood.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Creech.
Okay. Long time no see.
Sorry about that. My timing seems to be off. Nick DiRosario, 432nd Mission Support Group Deputy at Creech. So I really only had 2 things. There's kind of been a little shift in leadership at Creech. The wing commander has basically directed that, from his perspective, the town town mayor for Creech is the 432nd Mission Support Group, and that is our, and for the first time ever, we have a female commander. She assumed command last month. Her name is Diane Quantico, Dina Quantico, I'm sorry, I keep calling her Diane. Mm-hmm. Dina Quantico. She comes from the schoolhouse at Maxwell Air Force Base. She was the deputy commandant for the squadron officer school. So she should be up here for about 2 years. She's plans to retire out of Creech, so she might make it a third, but kind of historic for us to have our first female leadership in a significant position at Creech. The only other thing I had was the protest, and I don't want to add to what the cops said, everything they said times two. So, as always, I stand here ready for any questions or concerns you want me to take back.
Is the USO still closed?
I'm sorry.
The USO office?
Unfortunately, it is. Pretty much until you see the universe says COVID's gone, it's going to stay that way. The gas station still has about another 3 weeks to go before that's back on.
Are they adding diesel?
No. All they've done is increase the tank to add, something I learned in this process, they're adding high test fuel, and apparently you get mid-grade by default because I guess it's a 60-40 mix there, but no diesel.
There's still plans to build a commissary.
So that's one of my favorite tall tales. There has never been, and to the best of my knowledge, I've been here 14 years, there will never be a commissary. Now, some people might hear about our effort to try to build a housing area in the northwest part of the valley. I can't say that that might not have some type of feature involving the commissary, but you will never see one in Creech.
I just got one. It's something that you can pass on to the med
group. I'm sorry, pass on to who?
Something you could you pass on to the med group.
Okay.
Regarding the script center where you pick up your meds at the dining hall.
Okay.
I guess it keeps malfunctioning because we have that option to pick it up there at the script store, at the town hall, at the dining hall. And the way they go about it, it breaks down, but they don't do anything to really address the issue and fixing it where it won't break down. So I have some medication that I have to pick up, but they only come up every other day or every 2 days, 3 days. And if you can't pick it up on a day because the machine doesn't get fixed, you gotta go to Nellis, or there's an issue about reissuing medication too. And
okay.
If they put somebody or train somebody, I know there's a clinic there, but if they could do something to fix that problem that keeps persisting, because the answer I get is that we can't do nothing.
You get that response from some sort of an airman at Creech
That's the answer I get. So
I'll be honest with you. That actually, they're not wrong there. What that is, it's kind of, this is my analogy, right? That device is a lot like a red box machine.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, none of our airmen are qualified to service that. So we have to call a technician that does come out of the valley. So they're not just not interested in trying to help you. Unfortunately, that's one area. We frequently help the med group understand that the reliability of that machine is intermittent at best. Hopefully sometime in the next year, they're planning on upgrading the machine, but there's also still a limited capacity in what that thing can carry in terms of the type of medication. So I'm not gonna ask you what your medication is, but just understand that there are limitations to what can be stored there, and also from a legal perspective, the type of medication that can be stored there. But the reliability of it is a well-known factor. They hope to replace it sometime within the next year. Obviously, COVID impacted everybody's plans, but I'll make sure I bring back here a notification of when, as soon as we know, when that will be replaced. Anything else?
Nope.
Okay.
Thank you.
See you again. Thanks
Thank
so much.
Thank you.
Parks and Rec. No, no.
No parks.
No joke.
Oh, we do.
Hello, my name is Missy Bourne. I'm the new recreation assistant here for Clark County Parks and Recs in Indian Springs. At this time, Parks and Recs building is still closed to the general public. Mm-hmm. However, we are trying to, we've submitted some kind of distance things for the kids to do, a scavenger hunt, hopefully like a drive-in movie night. So we're trying to get some programs going, but as of right now, we're still closed to the public. Questions, concerns?
So you're Missy.
I'm Missy.
Hi, Missy.
Hi.
Good yes, to meet you.
Is there going to be a trunk or treat?
As of right now, no.
Okay, because that's a social distance
thing. That's a social distance thing.
Right.
But I hear there's going to be a Halloween protest and looting at houses for candy.
Oh.
You know?
All right, protect yourselves.
Be prepared, have candy. Those little looters, I'm telling you.
Candy.
That's right. Even if you gotta like throw it.
Okay, High Desert Seniors.
If you can pass that around.
Sorry, Missy, I gotta show you my backside.
That's all right.
I'm Duck Miller. I'm president of the High Desert Senior Citizens. It's D-U-K-K-M-I-L-L-E-R. And since this COVID's been going on, you know, everybody knows that stuff is shut down, which means we will not probably have our chili cook-off, which is our number one fundraiser for the High Desert Seniors. So in lieu of, I've come up with this brainstorm of having a zombie crawl. It's the same buy-in as it is for the chili cook-off. And there's a couple of things. One, you cannot carry any weapons at all. Hey, you never know with zombies. Number two, there are no fast-moving zombies. That's like, so no fast-moving zombies. And you do have to drag one leg behind you at all times. I don't care about the arms. You can do whatever you want with them. But, you know, if you're going to a zombie, you got to drag a leg behind you. It's going to go from Winston and McFarland, you know, in that area, not directly on those streets, but in that area from the new housing project down to the sign behind the dollar store. You know, that big old huge T-Bird sign that's on the big, we're going to be there in that cement place behind the dollar store. That way we can stay, you know, people out of traffic that are coming, you know, to and from and whatever. And if we get enough participants, we are going to have cash awards. Now, there's a couple of rules. I don't know if they're on the paper that I passed out. Kids that are in strollers, I don't know exactly how it works, but I would like them to be masked. But the strollers can be decorated, you know, so whatever you want to do, if you got little baby grandkids or something. And no kids under 12 without some kind of family, because kids under 12 kind of like to run amok, and you know, I'm not having that. And special pricing for families of six or more, you know, we're gonna have a $30 buy-in for them. And it's open to everybody, you know. If you want to come and you want to bring that cute little Grace and Oliver, that's fine. You know, if you want to bring Donald, he'd be cute as a zombie. You know, it's just our general end of the year fundraiser is basically what it is. And if you do not want to participate but you do want to donate, let me know, because we will accept cash or prizes or whatever you want to donate. Any questions? Comments.
What do you have so far, Duck, as far as people signed up? What are we looking at?
I have four confirmed, but I'd like to have more than that.
Four families?
No, four people.
Okay.
Yeah. But I would like to get a lot more, because I think, and I'm probably going to get in trouble for this, but I don't really care. We went all out for the 4th of July. I don't know if you two were here for that. We had an excellent turnout. Made a lot of people mad in this town, but I don't really care, because that's what I do for, is to make people mad. Super duck! And I want to do it again, and I want to work up something for the seniors for Christmas, too, if we don't have anything planned, because this town is suffering really bad with this COVID. You know, people are depressed, and people are out of work, and, you know, I just want to do something kind of brighten the spirits of people in this town. So, what'd you say?
With dead people.
Okay. I'll take life or dead, I don't care. But yeah, so, you know, like I said, it's our major fundraiser for the year. So, questions, comments?
As long as you don't let the dead vote, we're good.
As long as the what?
Don't let the dead vote.
Oh, please.
You know what? I'm not a Democrat, so you don't have to worry about that. Okay, Matt, calm.
No, no, I didn't see nothing.
Questions, comments?
Steph, when is the zombie crawl?
Oh, October 10th. From, what is it, 4 to 7? I think is what's on the paper.
That's what it says on the paper.
Yeah, 4 to 7. What, Mr. Malloy? Or Mr. Malloy?
I told Sergeant Marlowe he needs to get his whole crew into that zombie crawl.
As long as they drag one leg behind him, I don't care. Anybody can participate, because to me there's nothing scary about a fast moving zombie. To me it's not scary, it's the thrill of the chase, you could say, you know, knowing that you got a whole bunch of zombies that are gonna, you know, encompass you and, you know, get your battle axe, you know, fight your way.
Oh, good job, Doc. What a great
idea.
Hey,
I've watched those zombie shows, I know how it's done.
Good job, Doc. Outstanding. Thank you.
Okay,
Megan.
All right, so it's me. I would be a perfect zombie today because I've been injured and I've been dragging one leg. So I'm going to sit here.
Sign up.
Hopefully by then I'll be feeling better. So I don't mean to be rude, but it's just better if I sit. So I don't have a whole lot to talk about as far as this part. Oh, and something didn't get put on the agenda. So I do have some stuff to talk about. I was going to get updates on the current development. I was not able to get a hold of the apartment people. That's who I wanted to talk to. Because Beezer obviously is moving along. Everything else is up and running and fantastic.
Yes.
So it's so exciting to see that. You know, we've all been working on it for so long, and it's so exciting to see everything
happening.
And it
looks so great, too.
So I don't have an update on that. One thing that I did not put on the agenda, but since it's my topic, I'm going to just bring it up, is we need to think about our budget requests coming up, you know, our annual thing. I'll read you the ones from last year and give you a little bit of an update on them. Next month, we will go through the list, and you can keep them on the list. We can add new things. And for instance, I think we have a bunch of new faces here. So every year, part of why town boards were created in the state law is that the community and the town board have input on the budget, on the county budget. And so once a year, we ask for input from the community, kind of a wish list of if there were funding to do projects, what would you like to see done? It is not a list of this is what you're going to get next year. That there's no funding set aside for it, but this is more if projects come along and the commissioner has a chance to do a project, what would you like it to be? And I have to tell you, in the past few months, as money has been coming in for some projects, these lists have come in handy because they have come up with some things I said, no, that's not what the community is asking for. So this list is very, very handy. And these are budget, these are capital requests. These are not stop signs. These are community centers. These are fire stations, things like that. So on the list, last year that was requested is refurbishment of baseball field and associated facilities. That is on the budget list. I'll get an update of where it is on the list, but that was one of Commissioner Brown's top budget items. So that is on the list. It's not a project yet, but it's on the list. Shade structure over the playground equipment. That is part of what the apartments are gonna do. It's also part of, Parks and Rec is putting in a SNPLMA request. If you don't know what SNPLMA is, it's Southern Nevada Public Lands Management Act. So it means lands that get sold that belong to you and I by BLM. Lands that get sold, that money stays in Southern Nevada and is used for projects in Southern Nevada. So Parks and Rec has put in a request for a big park improvement and expansion over here. We don't know if they put in a whole bunch of list of items, and then the SNPLMA board decides which ones can move ahead. Part of what is taken into account is underserved communities. So you guys are rated high on that, more than, you know, downtown Vegas, they have a good bunch of parks to go to. Here, you don't have as many. So it's really hopeful for that. So the park is gonna happen one way or another. It's either gonna be SNPLMA or the apartments. So whichever comes first, they'll get to do it. So that's, it's not promised, but it's pretty good bet one of those is gonna happen. Another thing I asked for last year was walking paths along McFarland and Sky. I'll go through the rest of the list. Paved parking behind the fire station. ADA disabled access to our airplane park. Didn't that get done? No.
No. Is that linked in with the helipad, the paved helipad?
I think they changed the gate and put in the handicap porta potty down there, a bigger port.
I knew something had been done, but they didn't update the access. I thought they had, but I'll follow back on that. Emergency power system, power backup. We've been talking about that for a while. That is definitely a back burner kind of item, but I'm still hopeful that we can work with NV Energy and different partners to be able to do something about that. Improvements to the county-owned property at McFarland and Boulder. Suggestions were basketball facilities, benches, landscaping, lighting, and water fountain. Enclosing the existing pool at the school, I think that's probably a real back burner item. Installation of fire hydrants within the community, that is a very complicated issue. It's not something the county can just do, so that's a complicated issue. And then more days and or extended pool hours during the summer. So I will get more updates on some of these things for next month. And so this is kind of to get your creative juices flowing. If there's things you think of that you would like for you to see for the community, you know, this is your wish list. So that's where we are. So next month, throw them all out there and we vote on it. Okay. Also coming up, as we're approaching the end of the year, which is hard to believe, but we'll be asking everybody if they want to reapply to be on the board. So be thinking about that. I'll be sending you applications. And if anybody doesn't want to serve anymore, which I hope you will all come back, but if somebody doesn't, then we need to find someone else. And that's it.
I got something for you.
Yeah. Mm.
Speed limit signs. There's one 25 right next to the dollar store.
Okay.
And there are no other ones all the way up McFarland.
Okay.
There's a lot of new traffic and a lot of people driving fast all the way up to the houses, you know, the newer houses up there, and the construction traffic. And
Are they on Boulder also? Is it a problem on Boulder? Or just
by the new houses it is.
Yeah,
they fly them down there.
There's a lot of
there's none.
People driving around looking, you know, but a lot of people going fast up and down all the streets.
Sure. Well, that's not just here.
Well, yeah, I know, but there's only one sign.
Will, McFarland, and then I'll look into Boulder too. That may be a requirement of the developer to put them in once houses are starting to fill up, but I'll send those into Public Works and they'll take a look at it. Anything else for me? Yes.
I got one.
Yes.
The, since you brought up speed signs, what about handicap, designated handicap? Where I live on a cul-de-sac, and I have a problem with people parking too close to my driveway. It's hard enough for me to get out of my driveway.
Okay.
Because I have a mobility scooter. And I've already brought this up to the county, Clark County. You said they couldn't do nothing, so I want to bring it up to you.
Well, I do work for the county.
Okay.
But I don't know that that's ever been.
Well, there's a no parking sign on the far end of the new homes over there, and they mentioned that to me, but they said they couldn't do anything with residential.
Well, yeah, I don't think there is anything we can do as far as like striping or anything, but there may be some other options we can look at.
I just need some help on that.
And before you leave, I won't make you give me your address here, but before you leave, give me your address so I can look at your property and see if, sometimes on cul-de-sacs there are, because of the way it's situated, they can do certain things. So, so Sal can give me your address before you leave, okay? All right, anything else for me?
Megan, do we have any update from Republic Services? Because I've seen that online as far as...
I saw that too.
People still want to...
So one thing, I was working with Republic right when COVID started and everything just kind of fell apart. So I've seen people complain that we aren't doing the large dumpsters anymore. But what do people need to throw away? This is kind of one of the questions we need to get down to the crux of, because the Republic will pick up just about anything from in front of your house. So if that's the case, if it's just an education thing, we can make posters with the signs and with the times and bulk pickup days. That's one thing I need to go back to Republic to say, here's what they need help with. So does anybody, if people could ask, what is it you need to throw away? Not to be too nosy, but you know, if it's just branches, stick them out there, they'll take them.
But don't they have to be a certain length and bundled up?
Well, they're not going to pick up loose branches. Yeah,
right.
Bundle them up, but I don't know that, I mean, you put out a whole tree, I don't think they're going to take it. But yeah, they're cut up and bundled up, they're going to pick it up.
Yeah.
If you stick out an oven, if you stick out a couch,
yeah, they're just down the street from me, there were like 5 mattresses, 3 couches, chairs, dresser, huge pot. They picked everything up.
They pick it up. And that is one of the beauties of living in the rural area, because in town, it doesn't happen that way. So that is one of the beauties. So if you can find out what is the need, then we can better address it. And maybe it's sending a second truck on that bulk day.
Maybe once every 6 months, the hazardous material truck, you know, to pick up.
That we can do.
Okay. Use motor oil, paint, you know, that kind of stuff.
And we've done that before.
Yeah.
Sure.
You know what?
And I think posters are a good idea. Because I agree with you. They do pick up mostly everything. Mm-hmm. So when people, if we can provide more education and they utilize it, it's actually a fairly convenient service.
Because it's every other week, right? Mm-hmm. It's every other week they bring the big truck to pick up the big stuff.
Okay. So I will get some posters put up. Let's see how that goes. If you have people that come to you and still complain, because I've seen the posts and nobody ever says what it is that they can't get rid of. I think there are certain things like refrigerators, because they have coolants in them. Mm-hmm. And that is a problem, not just because we don't have pickups. That's an EPA thing. With coolants. Okay. So those are more difficult. You know, we all struggle with that.
Okay, I've done this before. You kind of can cheat a little bit. Because Nevada Power says... they'll pick up a refrigerator, but it has to be working, which is kind of ridiculous. So, wait until it was cold outside. Leave it out in the cold. Call them then. They'll pick it up. You plug it in. The light works. Hey, it's cold. Okay, we'll take it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then they give you $30 back.
Well, on top of it.
Yeah, so.
So we got that solution.
Yeah.
But, so there was that. And then I've seen some posts regarding noise from construction at Beezer and encouraging people to call 311. So my first concern is there a lot of noise, which I don't know if anybody here knows. And two, is 311 the appropriate place to call for a complaint?
311, correct me if I'm wrong, would not be the correct place for a noise complaint.
Okay.
Like that. Well, we've been out on several noise complaints on 311 calls.
On the construction?
On the construction.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
But I believe the permit, I remember, is sun up and sun down.
I believe you're right, but there's certain times associated with that. No one has contacted me about it.
Okay.
So please have them contact me. Just like Matt said, I'm not a police officer, obviously, but I can't help with the problem if there's not a problem.
Okay.
And the posts I've seen people say, yes, it's a problem, no, it's not a problem. So I don't know if it's really a problem or not, because it seems pretty equal as people saying it's a problem, not a problem.
I live right over there, and unless you go outside in the morning, I don't hear them from in my house. If I'm outside, I hear them, but it's already 7 o'clock in the morning.
Right, and I think daylight hours start at 6, I think. My computer won't connect to the
To the Wi-Fi?
I know. But I can't check it right now.
Okay.
But so that's why I haven't done anything on that one, because
okay.
I haven't gotten a clear message that it's really a problem.
So in addition to, if I see it, I can offer them your email address?
Absolutely. Okay. Email address, phone number, yeah. And tell them, you don't have to wait till this meeting to contact me, because as I'm sitting here, I can't help come up with a solution. But if you call me, email me, text me, then I can work on a solution. Maybe by the next meeting, I'll have it fixed.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
That's all I had, just a couple of things, okay. That's all.
Anything else for me? Oh, yes.
I'm not a representative with Beazer, but you were asking for an update until they start coming over. They currently have 2 model homes open. You see all the signage, of course. Looks like possibly a third 2-story there, or it's sold. They have 8 under construction that are in sheetrocking phases here soon, or moving along to mudding. And they have 7 more slabs under construction. And the way we were explained is they're not building anything until it's sold. So they're working down the first street. They're making progress pretty quick.
Cool.
I'm in the construction interview, so I will look at it once in a while. They're moving along.
There was a question last month, or 2 months ago, in July, about the wall, and the lady isn't here that had asked me about it. I brought the plans. Tell her to come next time, and I'll bring them, she can look at them. But they're pretty detailed, and they are standard construction plans, so I think I can imagine the walls are being built to code, or else they wouldn't be passing inspections, but I have the plans if she would like to view them.
Yeah, I've been in there and looked, and everything they proposed many months ago, they're right on track with it. They're doing exactly what they promised they would do. So,
Beazer's a pretty reputable company, and
They
wouldn't be in business this long if they were doing stuff like that, especially in the county.
They had their first soft opening on Saturday, and there was quite a few people there, a lot of excitement. It's great to see.
I drove by on my way here just to see the progress, and it looks nice.
It does. It's going to be beautiful.
Yeah. Anything else for me?
A couple things that keep saying the apartments. What's going on with them, first off? Because we've been hearing that for years.
Well, they were here
before all of this.
They got an
extension
on their development agreement. They were here not too long. I don't have the date.
Anyway,
of all things, they were here this. They've been here this year.
Yeah.
Okay. They got an extension on their development agreement, and from what I have talked to them in the past over the years, one of the things was it was a huge investment to put out there when there was nothing else happening, and for a while there was nothing else happening.
Right.
So I think now that some of the other things are coming along, from the quote I have from Mason on my notes is that the time is right, or conditions are right for them to move ahead. So unfortunately in the county, we don't have a way to make someone build something.
Right.
We don't have that authority. I wish we did. We'd have that park done, you know. But so if they don't build it, it's their loss. I mean, it's the whole community's loss, but it's their loss. So I know they're still committed to it. They still own the land. They have not sold the land. So that's
a couple things you also mentioned was ADA for the airplane park.
Mm-hmm.
We've been talking about ADA for this ballpark. It shouldn't have to be a capital improvement project or a simple project. It should be a county requirement to provide access to ADA personnel, and still not done. And you talked about the apartments doing the shade structure for the ballpark, which is great. Back when I was with the volunteer fire department, they had commitments that I haven't heard about tonight for ladders, turnouts, extra gear that the volunteer fire department needed to be able to service that apartment
right.
complex.
They don't have to do those contributions until they build.
Right, but I didn't hear you mention it, so I heard you mention the shade structure from the apartments.
That was because it's a duplicate request. We have it on our list, and the apartments have it on their list. So if the apartments are going to build it, we can use that money for something else in the community. So we aren't going to double do a project. So that's why I brought it, because it was on the list.
Yeah.
But on the baseball field, the notes from last year, ADA was not brought up there. It was restrooms, concession stands, backstops, fencing. So I'll add ADA into that.
Yeah, ADA has been asked for years up there. And a lot of those people have since passed. They had grandkids, kids that played, that they had to park in the parking lot two cars back because they couldn't access the ball field.
Gotcha. All right.
I'm representing that.
Yeah, it's just, you know, Megan, I know we've talked about this before, but, you know, I mean, the apartments keep coming in asking for extensions, and we're not, you know, our basic premise is, you know, shit or get off the pot, for lack of better terminology. And, you know, with Beezer, they told us up front many years ago, this is how long it's going to be. So, you know, I mean, so we expected 8, 9, 10 years before we would start seeing anything. But with the apartments, it's every couple of years we need another extension, and right. we're coming. Well, you know, that's all fine and well, but, you know, what are you really going to do? You know, and far be it from us to try and intimidate anybody with that kind of money. That's not what we're talking about.
Right.
It's just what you keep saying. We need to see at least something happen, because we know, and I think you do too, that this is needed, and I think it'll fill up quick. The way the base is growing and how much they're growing, and young families and single individuals that are moving in, going to be here 2-4 years, you know, maybe longer. You know, they don't want to buy a home. They're not ready for that kind of investment, but they would like to own some instead of traveling back and forth like so many thousands of them do every day.
I do not disagree with anything you're saying.
But
what they have shown that they are committed to it is they continue to keep their all of their applications up to date, which there are fees associated with that, thousands of dollars of fees every time. Every time they come back here, it's at least $1,000 worth of fees, and usually more. So that is showing commitment that they still want to do the project. Like I said, we don't have a way to make them do a project.
No,
but I can tell you, if you don't approve the extensions, they can't do the project. So that's not the solution. I don't know what the solution is. I'm not a business person. That's why I work for the government. I am not a business person. I'm not a money person. But I think there, and I researched this before, because this has been brought up before about Beezer versus the apartments.
Mm-hmm.
Beezer has taken longer, quite honestly.
A lot longer.
Yes.
But they also told us that.
Well, but I don't think the apartments wanted to take this long. I don't know. I can't read their minds.
Right.
But I do know, working with the apartments came along right as I started 8 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think they wanted it to be 8 years later and they hadn't done it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anybody approaches a project like that with all the engineering and architecture. I don't think they do that.
Well, I've been having trouble with partners dying up.
One of their partners did die, and then we had the downturn, you know.
And you gave them an extra 2 years extension.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And said that was going to be the end.
Well, I don't think they're lying. I don't know. But I don't think they're lying.
I think they
want to make it happen. I'm sure they're paying for that carrying costs on all that land all the time. The project is gorgeous. It's a beautiful project.
Oh, it is.
It's one of the projects I cite when I talk about my job, and when a developer works with the community to make something happen, that is one of the projects I point out, because we got that walking trail put in so that they didn't block the access from the school to here. That's a public-private partnership thing that doesn't happen all the time. So it's a great project. So I don't know.
It is.
I don't know.
It is a great project. That's why we want to see it get going.
And I have to tell you,
because it is good.
I see projects all over the county. I just serve rural areas, but I go to all the planning commission or all the board meetings, and it's not unusual for projects to take a long time, especially ones that started around the same time that went through the downturn. There's some that have been around longer. So I don't know. If I had a magic pill, I'd tell you, but I don't.
They could just throw us a tidbit, maybe, you know.
Well, but what do you think that would be?
Well, just to come in and say, yeah, we're still interested.
And they did. They did. They were here at the meeting and said that.
Yeah. Yeah, but...
That's easy to say.
Yeah.
That or sell the rights to it to another company that would come in and do it, maybe.
It is up for sale. So they're trying to sell it to...
Yeah, I got to think they were trying to sell it.
Yeah.
They are. But it still has, if they, even if they do sell it, it's still with the intention that they have to build what they already set out for. They can't just sell the lot and be done with it.
Yeah, the entitlements go with the land. So if somebody bought it, they could build it, so.
That's something I wasn't aware of.
And that's not unusual either. You'll see lots, that happens all over the valley, that someone will come in, because it makes your land more valuable. So if you're a land flipper, or someone who happens to own land, you'll come in and get a project entitled, then you can sell it for more. So that's not unusual for someone to come in and get a project entitled.
Good business sense.
But this one had the full design. A lot of those are just like, it's a concept. This had the full design. They even come in and revise the design and things, so.
Right, right.
I would like to see it happen too.
Are we to the new request about that?
Excuse me?
Are we to the new request section about that yet?
Well, if you have questions for me, specifically for the county, this is my section.
Well,
but then,
maybe it is or isn't. So
okay.
I brought up the internet earlier, and I have it on good notification that there's actual fiber in the ground, but it's in a term we call dark, because it's not lit up, it's not being used, and with the new project that these are coming out here, and the potential of the apartment complex and the issues we're having with our kids and internet access and everything. I know it can be done because Overton has fiber to their houses, but that was put in by the local phone district. Well, we have the nodes out here, and I'm hearing different people from Verizon, this and that, that own it or who owns it, if we can get better internet reception out here for our people other than everyone just trying to bear down on the one AT&T tower that's here, especially with all the kids and the distance learning, and no foreseeable future of this getting straightened out.
So here's I'll give you a little background and my suggestions. This is something I have also been working on for 8 years. Every time someone brings up internet, I say, have you looked at Indian Springs? Do you have a solution for Indian Springs? I've brought Kevin up here who has tried to apply for grants to build a tower up here, to do infrastructure here.
Right.
Unfortunately, Valley Electric already had a grant that they haven't used, so he couldn't apply, and that's what he does. You know, I've brought several other people up here. Every time I hear something, I would love to be the hero that brings you guys better internet. I would love that. During when we were all at home and using internet, I live in Sandy Valley, and I called the company that I use in Sandy Valley because we have great service. It's from a tower up on Mount Potosi. I called them and gave them all the information. I even looked up parcels and found a place that wouldn't require them to go through BLM. Mm. Their development team is looking at that. I don't know if that's ever gonna come through. I'm always trying. But it's really not a county issue, and I'm not trying to pass the buck. I'm saying
no.
The county is not an internet provider, and that's not something we do. But there are federal programs and federal grants. So I would really encourage you to reach out to your federal legislators. And I was going to look up who it is. I think ours is Susie Lee. I think yours is... I can't. Look up who your federal
Horsford.
Horsford, yes, Horsford.
Horsford.
He doesn't even know where Indian Springs is.
No, he doesn't.
Well, but there are federal programs.
Just off when we started
questioning them. I would encourage you to reach out to them and let them know. You know, one of the big things with this administration, our current administration, is that there's a belief that everyone has internet access, that things like this don't exist anymore, and that's not true. So that's where I think you could have a voice and reach out to them and say, listen, you're making us all work from home and do school from home. We need to be able to have accessibility. So I'm not gonna stop trying to get it for you. But I don't have a lot of pull there, but I think you guys do with the feds. So that would be my suggestion.
I mean, is that something, Megan, that we need to go in front of the commission?
The county commission doesn't have.
No, I mean to get their support. I mean.
They have your support. Do you have their support? If there was something, every time that I bring up something, I go to the commissioner and say, oh, let's make that happen. We don't, again, we don't have the way, I don't have a way to make AT&T give you better internet.
No.
I don't. I don't have that. A way to have, make Verizon come put a tower here. I'm doing everything I can, but it's a business issue, you know? And you're small potatoes here, you know? Unfortunately, and I hate to say that, but you aren't bringing a whole lot of users, so we're going to have to find someone that's going to see some other kind of benefit to doing it. So maybe some of these federal grants.
Didn't Valley want to come in here?
Valley did, but if you've watched Valley at all in the past year, they kind of imploded and have not, they're just coming back. I don't know if they're going to be able to do anything with that. I don't know. I wouldn't count on Valley to do it. They did come here. I brought them here too, and they wanted to do it. The guy that was there when their CEO was arrested and sent to jail and everything, he was one of the good guys that got ousted at the time, so I don't know.
Well, so you said they have a federal grant. If they've not done anything with it, can you make them relinquish those funds and try to find somebody else?
I can't, but the feds probably can.
Okay.
Does anybody know about the DSL? Because some people here I've talked to have landline service.
AT&T?
DSL?
It's AT&T from forever ago.
What's that?
It's AT&T from forever ago. So if you don't have it now, you can't ever get it.
Right.
And people who live here and move can't move with it. So they're not having any new customers come in. There is a new thing up on the mountain, though. Well, it's not new. They just didn't tell us. There's a tower up on the mountain. And they use line of sight, so it's called Stimulus Technologies. If they can see the tower from your house, they can hook it up at your house, and it runs anywhere from 10 to 50 megabytes per second, and they don't cap it. So it's I tried to do it at my house, but there's trees in the way.
Hardwired, right?
No, line of sight. They put
microwave.
Yeah, they put it up on your roof, and if they can see their tower, you're good to go.
And that's what mine is at my house. It works great. Mine works great.
It's supposed to work really good. The ones up in Cold Creek said it works good, but I have trees in the way, so I can't get it. But if your house can see it, you can get
you're
it.
You're just talking about AT&T now, right? Not other providers.
No, she said stimulus.
No, that's stimulus. AT&T won't, they won't do anything new.
Is it stimulus what, the school has?
I don't believe so.
I thought they did.
But I don't know. But they can't see it from my house.
What's the name of the company?
Stimulus Technologies. It has like a little penguin or something on their page.
So if they can see the mountains, like if they can have a thing from the mountain, you could probably get.
So they'll climb up on your roof, and if they can see their tower from your roof, then you can have service at your house.
Can you give the phone number?
I just went through their website.
Okay.
I can look it up after.
Okay, thank you.
It's referred to as a microwave relay. LVNet in town uses it.
Yeah.
I used to have it in my apartment complex. They sent it to the apartment complex and then fiber in the ground to all the apartments and then Cat 6 and then individual ones. But if, what you're talking about, which I've never heard of, but it's great. It's a point to point and it's just a beam back and forth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it may have been AT&T had that version of it. It's a square box on some of them. Some of the construction sites use them, but it's just a line of sight issue. It's not pointing into the sky, it's pointing them out. If you can see, and point out at the mountain clear as day, and no trees in the way, then you can get it. It is a pretty fast service.
You make a nice tall tower, huh?
Well, you know, maybe if nothing you call.
I'll come out and put your ham radio tower in the back.
So yeah, when they came to my house, he climbed up on the roof, said there's trees in the way, but there's another tower in the back of town, the big red and white one that's actually over here. He said that they're going to try to contact the owner of it and see if they can put their box up on that tower too, because then they can get the other side of town as well. Who knows if it'll work, but
Oliver family.
So I know with RISE, which is, sounds like it's similar to Stimulus Technologies, they have to have two to cover the whole town. So if they can get another one, then you probably would pick up the one that you can't. The only problem we've had with that is sometimes with the wind blows, if it, when the
moves
wind blows,
the tree.
It moves the tower a little bit, mm-hmm. you lose the signal, but that is usually mild.
And
the tower's on that. All of us are on that property, that tower's on the
wall. Oh, and
the construction owns it. They probably leased that land.
Who does?
Robert Colvin.
Oh.
From Colvin Construction in Las Vegas. So they probably leased that land, whoever owns that tower from.
Okay.
And real quick, the internet access, specifically for school-age children, but for the entire community, is something I've been pursuing with news outlets to make, because I feel like the more people are aware of it, whether it's CCSD is aware of it, the more internet providers are aware of it, and they see us as like dollar signs, I feel like the more we get the problem out there, the more, I don't know, hopefully the more recognition we'll get. So I'm actively talking to a reporter, like I talked to her today with the Review Journal, who would like to do a story on it. Mm-hmm. So if you're interested in, I don't know, her contacting you, I suppose, she's going to start investigating it early next week.
And I think that's important.
You can let me know.
People don't realize that this is happening.
Right.
Same with Mount Charleston and Kyle Canyon. They don't have service either.
Mm-hmm.
And Mountain Springs, same thing. And when firefighters go back and forth and they're up in Mountain Springs, there's no service there, you know. So I think people don't realize that in this day and age, there's still mm-hmm. communities that are struggling with it.
So I felt like if we got the problem out there more, maybe we would get more
Absolutely.
Responses. So if you're interested in her contacting you, you can give me her contact information.
Oh, I think
well.
You're the point of contact.
Well, I'm kind of in a sticky situation in the middle.
The Review
Journal. Review Journal.
Okay. That it?
Okay, anything else for me?
General talk.
This was supposed to be short tonight.
Yeah. Okay. Planning and zoning, none. General business. Comments by the general public. Here we go. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step to the podium. State your name and address, spell your last name for the record. If any board member wishes to extend the length of your presentations, would be done by chair or majority vote. Anybody else got anything? Going once, going twice.
You going to be welcome, man?
No, you're okay, man.
I just want to know, is there going to be an actual voting site for us to vote?
Yes, it's
yes,
right here.
It's here.
On the third?
Yes.
Yes, it's here. And I put this out on Facebook, but if any of you are interested in working the election, they need people. It's a long day, but it's $250 for one day
yeah.
of work.
We did people.
We no one's called us yet.
Yeah, we both
yeah.
I called
okay.
them too.
Yeah, okay, you leave me your information then, because I'm helping recruit for the rural areas. I run the one in my town, and I don't know who the team leader is here, but it's kind of fun. I mean, I guess I'm pretty nerdy, so it's fun for me, but it's kind of cool to get to see your neighbors come in, and it's not very hard work for an extra $250 in pocket. So, yeah, if you're interested, and they do the training, I believe they do the training here for you, too. You don't even have to go into town, so.
Mom, should I do that?
No, it's a couple months.
No.
So anyway, so yeah, if you're interested, stop and see me, and I'll make a list. Yeah.
So we will actually be able to vote here without a mail-in ballot.
Correct. This year, you're going to get a mail-in ballot. You can mail it in. You can drop it off ahead of time at certain places. You can drop it off the day of, or you can vote in person.
So we can come up here. I just want to make sure.
Absolutely. Yep.
Okay.
No ballot harvesting.
Yes.
Yeah.
Early voting won't be here, but there's lots of opportunities for early voting in town.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, it's so much quicker and easier. As a person who runs the site, I shouldn't say that, but it is quicker and easier.
Yeah, there's usually one Centennial and Tropical. They do it like in front of the Home Depot parking lot right there.
Right.
They set up trailers, usually right
to
on
vote
yeah.
in person, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Early.
The only way to vote.
There you go.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Next meeting, October 15th. We'll see you there.
Mom, do you have the card? If anybody would like to sign Ramos family cards for the passing of their young daughter, if you'd like to put a comment on there, we're going to send that to the Ramos family. Thanks to Sergeant Marlowe, he'll be passing that on to the family. If you haven't signed, please sign the card now. Oh, right here. Yeah. Please take some time and sign the card, please. We'd appreciate it.
I couldn't open this one. We had two. I couldn't open this one.
That's okay, Ma. We should have room on the other one. Is he giving a text for the meeting location for next week?
It's up here.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I guess, somebody got a signal across, we can't have it here, so we'll have it on the other side. But we have to keep that quiet, too. Is it fucking cheap? Hey, do fuzzy. I mean, I'm all the meeting and I'm fine. Oh, fuck. So we just got to keep it quiet, that's all. But I'm anticipating coming twice the number of attendees.
Yes.
We got several more members. Plus, I'm curious.
Oh, yeah. She's like, can you tell her? I was like, no problem.
Yeah, no, she's out of town.
So we'll work on mission statements. You know, start getting our, yeah.
Like a couple hours on a
Tuesday.
Right.
So I was
going to
get
a paper.
Okay, I was just curious how it was working.
Yeah.
I'm just going to add in one.
Thank you, Duff. Thank you, Duff.
Oh, thank you. Spread the word about that zombie problem.
Yes, that's so
somebody
cool. Have you posted
my
that?
Damn
have you posted the flyer?
Yeah. Somebody at the post office, somebody keeps taking out my flyer at the post office. So I keep having to put it up. But there's one at the dollar store, there's one at Terrible's, and in the restaurant at the O.
Okay, do we have one here?
Yeah, it's on the front door.
Perfect.
So, but yeah, spread the word.
No, what a good idea.
Well, we gotta have something for a fundraiser.
Yes.
You know, I mean, we've been down since January, so
right.
We can't do bake sales.
Right. Macy,
you know, because that's normally
yes.
what we do.
You're right, yeah. And that really
nice to finally meet you face to face.
That
was.
That really helped.
Oh yeah. Yeah, but we
so next week
at the bake sale.
Yeah, okay. Just on the other side.
Okay.
Yeah.
Chili cook-off.
Just gotta keep it.
You know. So
yeah, I hear you.
That's great.
Oh, people start.
They get all panicked.
Yeah, and we don't want that.
Oh, you know, not
when,
me.
When we're ready, we'll let people know, but that's when we're organized tight.
Yeah, this is just all the beginning stages.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Have a good one.
Well, we better get a. Okay, brother.
Hey, buddy.
But we better get our shit together before the 3rd.
I know.
I have a feeling of whether Trump wins or not. Shit, it's going to hit the fan.
Oh, yeah. You can tell, the tensions are so high everywhere.
Oh, yeah. On both sides.
Missy. I'm Cindy.
Cindy, that's my better half.
Ah, okay,
literally
yes.
The better half. Yes.
It's okay. Yeah. I'm the better half of mine, too. So. I don't know. He was here, and then didn't even say goodbye, see? That's how good he is.
Nice meeting you.
Okay, good.
Oh, okay.
So, did we catch everything else?